Hello, welcome to Conversations on WDRT Community Radio. I am Kayleen Welsh, and I am here with a couple guests today for our episode, and we are going to talk about a 10-month film series that is happening here in Viroqua called The Changing of the Gods. And so here with me to talk about that today are Jenny Kane and Jerome McGeorge. Now, Jenny, I wanted to, you know, I'm so glad that you could come in and talk about this because this feels like a very important film series. As I read the subtitle to this is A Revolutionary Series for a Revolutionary Time. And that seems to be the times we're living in. So can tell me a little bit about the film series and why you thought it was important to bring it here.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Kayleen. The film series is about astrology and social change, basically. And in 2022, in the middle of the pandemic, I was spending a lot of time at home. I was doing a lot of soul searching, looking for meaning. I started studying astrology for, you know, seriously. I had been interested in it my whole life, but anyways, with the algorithms, I found this YouTube video about this series called Changing of the Gods, and it was so amazing, illustrated astrology so well, I asked a couple of friends to watch it with me, and then we decided it was important, and we'd like to offer the series to the community.
Well, for people that don't know Jenny, or just to even get to know you a little bit, you know, I think social activism a bit has been a concern of yours. It's always been something that you've been interested in. So I guess in some ways I'm trusting your opinion as you bring this movie, this film series forward. So just the fact that you were behind it was one of the things that intrigued me about it. And so it's thank you for bringing it. And Jerome, I guess I would like to introduce Jerome McGeorge too. Jerome is here in the conversation with us today. And Jerome has just become a friend of mine in recent time here. But what we've discovered is that we have a lot of ideas in common, and Jerome is a very esteemed astrologer in the area. Jerome has been studying astrology. Well, Jerome, you can answer that for us. How many years have you been studying astrology?
53 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, you know, when we started exploring, or when I started hearing about this film series, that was one of the things that I wanted to explore with Jerome also, you know, his feelings about this. And I've been learning a lot of astrology from him also. But so, Jerome, I know that you are even aware of, well, I know that you are a friend of and were involved in the making of this film series to a certain extent. You know the writer, producer. Can you just talk about your relationship with the film a little bit before we get into a little bit more about what it is all about?
Well, you're speaking about Kenny Ossabell. He, with his partner, is the founder of Bioneers, also. Before that, back in the 1980s, a founder of Seeds of Change. Kenny came to the Tarnas text, Cosmos and Psyche, and the subtitle is very significant, Intimations of a New Worldview, that Kenny went to the author, Richard Tarnas, and proposed that he wanted to make a film on the subject matter of Cosmos and Psyche, and that Richard Tarnas's first response was, that seems crazy. I can't imagine anybody making a film of my book. That some, I would point out that for both Kenny and I, Richard Tarnas, at the beginning of Cosmos and Psyche, makes the profound point that we are between ages, and that symbolic of that time, we're between a modern mind and a primordial mind, that we are in a clash of paradigms, the paradigm of progress, and that has been so emphasized, particularly as Richard Tarnas points out, since the Copernican Revolution in the 16th century, and then the Enlightenment unfolding and the Age of Revolutions in the 18th century, that I would finally observe as an introductory remark that Tarnas emphasizes there is a systematic symbolic correspondence between the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and the events of human existence.
There is so much in the answer that you gave there that, you know, it's a great foundation for us to build on in exploring this film series and some of these ideas, you know, the ideas of what is going on in the world right now. You know, this place in between these paradigms that we sit. What is this about, and what can we learn from astrology, if anything, about what we can do in this time? So one of the questions that I have for you that I wonder about is, just can you give me some kind of statement about why is astrology worth paying attention to? You've studied it for a very long time. You know, why is it important for the layperson or the rest of us to pay any attention?
In some ways, astrology is our inquiry into cosmos as well as the solar system, the sun, moon, and planets. That the zodiac of astrology in reference is much more the cosmic scheme. That the planets, and particularly as emphasized in Changing of the Gods, the movement, the geometric aspects between the sun, moon, and planets are the correlation with events in human existence. That astrology is a very ancient science, and some that the beginning of astrology that most satisfies my intelligence is the first astrologers were midwives. And now we're talking maybe 30,000 years ago, maybe 20,000 years ago. Some have suggested that really human beings only came into linguistic power about 70,000 years ago, and that if language was a real beginning of human communicative potential, that astrology came in this incredibly large-scale time reference. Perhaps astrology is the ancient philosophy, the ancient psychology, and that, as Changing of the Gods so emphasizes, that the aspects between planets reference psychological dynamics, and as we're going to discuss, archetypal dynamics, and some to understand archetypes. Archetypes, as Tarnas points out, and that is emphasized in the Changing of the Gods, are like gods or goddesses. That an archetype is love, another archetype is hate. That, as emphasized in the early and in the definite episode 2 coming up on next Monday night, and we are really wanting to encourage attendance at the Commons, and it will be a discussion of the archetypes, liberty, equality, community. In the French Revolution, those three archetypes, liberty, which has its own scale and expanse of meaning, is then the second archetype of the French Revolution, equality, is a balance to the libertarian emphasis, the individuation that all of us seek, the emphasis on human rights and responsibilities, but that in addition to our individuated development, equality is a very important qualifier that we must realize the significance of other and find our self in other and emphasize the profound meaning of equality in all of its aspects. And then finally, the French wanted to say liberty, equality, fraternity, but I find it much more satisfying in a modern context to use community as the archetype that was emphasized in the French Revolutionary times, and that community, of course, is another collection of meanings in terms of human existence and how we best are being with one another. I would just also point out that in terms of other, in terms of equality and community, that the deeper meaning of remember, not simply the magic of memory, but the deeper meaning of remember is that we are members one of another.
Jerome, there's always so much profound wisdom that comes out of your mouth when you open it to speak, and I'm so grateful for your contribution to this. I think the archetypes that you're talking about, there were so many things, again, in what you said that I'd like to go back to. First of all, even what I hear you saying then in your answer about astrology is that we can see a correlation between the planet movement and human behavior, and that as we look at the relationship of these planets and pieces of the solar system, that that much of this is what's even explored in the Changing of the Gods, is these then time periods, these important epochs of time that we can see almost like in a wave pattern across history. And so I guess what my question then comes to is if that is true, that the planets do impact human behavior, then I guess, and we can see patterns, where are we now? And what can we do to like pay attention to where we're going? Does that make sense? So Jenny, do you have a comment about that? Because I think, well, I also just want to add that your comments, Jerome, around the French Revolution and these archetypes, I think are very important. And that's one of the things that we see in the wave pattern of the Changing of the Gods is the relationship back through these different revolutionary time periods. Mm-hmm.
The astrological world, that's called mundane astrology, where you track the movements of the planets and their aspects or interactions with events in the world. And so the film series focuses primarily on the interactions between the planets Uranus and Pluto. And when those two planets come into a hard aspect, which is conjunction, square, or opposition, there often have been times of revolution. And so the French Revolution is one of those times. The American Revolution happened pretty close in time, I think was part of one of those epochs. The 1960s was one of those times. And the time between 2007 and 2020 was one of those times that we just recently lived through.
Can we talk then about what do we see in similarities during those revolutionary times? What is happening then that we can see in the patterns?
Well, I think that this might be a good point to talk about the archetype of Uranus and the archetype of Pluto, because we're talking about the coming together of those two planets. And
that makes sense. And I guess, can I clarify a bit? It almost seems like, as we talk about the archetypology of both Uranus and Pluto, that they reflect that difference in the split of paradigms. Does that feel right? Like one feels like the paradigm of progress, and the other one is more of a destruction. But let's talk about that.
Yeah. Maybe Jerome wants to talk. Do you want to start talking about Uranus and Pluto and what they represent?
Sure. And to further the points we are emphasizing in terms of changing of the gods, that think of the sun, the moon, and each of the planets as bundles of archetypes. So to focus upon Pluto is an archetype of the underworld, of death and dying, of intensity, will to power. As part of the bundle of archetypes that Pluto represents, and that Pluto can be regeneration and it can be destruction. Conversely, Uranus, a very different planet in terms of the bundle of archetypes represented by Uranus. Uranus is change, and it is to point out change is a variable, a multivariate archetype, and Pluto is change that is very intense, whereas Uranus is change that I love to use the example of volcano, that Uranus is change we cannot resist. And so it is not, if I'm living close to a volcano and it is erupting, I don't say, what did I do to cause the volcano to erupt? I say, I must react to the volcanic eruption. That change in Uranus emphasis is awakening, is disruption, is the archetype of the cosmic trickster, or some want to say the Joker. The point with Uranus is that it's sudden change that cannot be resisted. And so in changing of the gods, we have particularly when Uranus and Pluto are in aspect, that we have intense change, change that changes consciousness, change that sometimes represents new forms of consciousness, or, as Tarnas in Cosmos and Psyche suggests, intimations of a new worldview.
One of the premises that I understand of this film series is from the idea that we have been separated from our relationship with these planets, with these energies, with this greater organism that we live within. And so it seems like one of the things that these planets are doing then is providing great opportunity for significant change. When I think about where we're living now, the times that we're living in now, it does feel like we're seeing, a breakdown of so many systems, and this great awareness of a need for a new future. And so does that seem like that kind of summarizes what those planets are, how they're impacting us now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we are kind of in between. We can't keep going with that mindset that began with the Copernican Revolution and the Industrial Age and the Age of Enlightenment, where we all went from being an intrinsic part of our surroundings, the cosmos, the earth, to becoming these isolated little units, little cogs in a great machine. The spirit, in many ways, has been sort of sucked out of our world. And with the ecological crises that we're experiencing, the psychological and spiritual breakdown of our culture, we're ripe. This is a time when we desperately need a new worldview to breathe life back into it. And so, you know, one of the reasons that I love astrology and I love this film series is that Richard Tarnas is really good at giving us a view of what the cosmos in a live, conscious cosmos is, and how embodying that in our lives can help us rediscover meaning, purpose, the in awe for every moment of our lives.
Sounds like a wonderful place to live as far as being in awe of every moment. And I think we've lost a lot around awe and wonder. This disconnection has kept us, it feels like we, the cogs on a wheel, as you expressed it, or, you know, that we're like rats on a treadmill, you know. Something needs to change. And so let's take a break for just a minute here and remind listeners that this is Conversations on WDRT Community Radio. My name is Kayleen Welsh. I'm pleased to be here today having a conversation with Jenny Kane and Jerome McGeorge as we talk about a film series happening here in Viroqua called The Changing of the Gods. All right, so here we go. Let's go back then. There's so many pieces to talk about here. My brain gets a little bit jumbled on where to even go next. But what we were just talking about is the archetypology of both Pluto and Uranus and the great change that they make, that they provoke, both kind of in different directions. One kind of, I almost want to say from the bottom and one from the top. It's like they're coming at us from both directions, changes. And so as we look at the idea of the film series of Changing of the Gods, it does explore the relationship between these two planets as time has gone through history. And it has identified these revolutionary epochs that we've talked about just a little bit, as far as the French Revolution, you know, but the American Revolution, the 1960s, and what's gone on then. You mentioned the time period between 2007 and 2020, which was all about what, the Me Too movement, Wall Street breakdowns. I mean, there was so much going on then. Black Lives Matter, you know, definitely a crazy time as our political arena, you know, really opened up. How do I want to say that in a nice way? Things went a little crazy politically. So here we are now, but any other commonalities? What else, what do we see in those time periods that we can learn from as we move forward? I guess one of the things that I noticed, and I guess where I'm going is, like each of those periods, it seemed like brought forth a new voice in the youth. Mm. And to me, that seems like that reflects, in many ways, that Uranus energy of future movement and forward movement. But what else do we see? It was and we're seeing that now, right? Youth are standing forward to take a stand for some of these pieces, some of these systems that have been in place for a while. Are there other similarities to these time periods that we want to recognize, or maybe not?
Changing of the Gods reminds me of three factors that I take great hope from in terms of human evolution. The first of those is the evolution of women in leadership.
Thank you, Jerome. That's what I was thinking about, too, women. Yeah, I knew there was other things like that that come forward in these time periods.
Well, we have a frame of reference that is another archetype, patriarchy. And what a bundle of meaning there is in that frame, and that if we are talking about the long range of civilization, for me, civilization is basically the period of the last 6,000 years. And personally, I want to frame patriarchy as a 6,000-year lie, and the lie is men are superior to women. That changing of the gods and the alternation of Uranus and Pluto aspects is very much a liberation of women, so that we arrive at the current moment where women have become much more significant in leadership, and indeed, perhaps we are about to elect the first women president in the United States. It is to point out, however, women have been the chief executive in many other nations, including United Kingdom, including Germany, and we could go on recognizing the evolution of women. But changing of the gods also frames another, the voice of youth, and that we are in a time, and that particularly, again, the Uranus-Pluto periods are emphasizing the emergence of the voice of youth, and that we are in a period at the present moment of a real contrast in the consciousness of youth and the older generation. And at the age of 83, I guess I fall in the latter category, but I am someone who, more than ever, we must listen to the voice of youth. Another third aspect that gives me hope is the voice of our ancestors, and the indigenous voice, the Native American, the indigenous voice around the world, the voice of the primordial mind, is a touchstone, a framing, a background for us to remember where we come from in terms of the great perils, climate change being one name of perils we currently face. And so changing of the gods is a real emphasis also on indigenous voices.
Again, there's so much in what you say, Jerome. I'm trying to figure out, really think about which piece I want to go back to, because there's such beauty in the way that you express what we're seeing currently happening. And one of the things that, there was a quote that I heard in the part of the series that I read, or somewhere along the line in reading a material, about the fierce urgency of now. Does either one of you want to respond to that?
I guess I could say something. So at Uranus-Pluto times, there is a fierce urgency. Now, we are sort of between Pluto-Uranus hard aspects. We're there in a trine aspect right now. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to bring the film series forward at this time, is because I'm, you know, as all of us, painfully aware of how, you know, all of this intensity has caused a lot of division and conflict. I mean, that's what a square or a opposition or a conjunction brings, that tension and need for coming together. And so now we're in a smoother aspect time where I feel like, you know, I mean, with the election coming up, it's very, it is difficult, But this is a time when we can talk things through, I hope, at least in the context of this film series, and start dreaming about, you know, what are the opportunities that are being presented? What is it that the universe is drawing us forward to? You know, because if we're going to survive, we need to figure some of this stuff out. We need to come together and not just be these dichotomies of men and women or Republicans, Democrats, or, you know, male, female, all, you know, all of these dichotomies we seem to be stuck in. And so, you know, I'm interested in this living aspect of the moment and the patterning and symbology of the universe. Like, what are we being drawn towards, and how can we embody that and enact that? And part of the connected universe model that Tarnas is presenting suggests that we are intricately connected. And so every action of mine ripples out. And we can, by being aware and conscious, begin to co-create with that universal force. And the more that we're informed and in touch with these greater movements, we can, it's almost like a compass where we can, it can help us see where we're going and maybe tamp down some of those impulses that, you know, create difficulty and engage our better selves, I guess.
So if I understand that correctly, then in some ways what I hear you saying is that, like, through that last period of time between 2007 and 2020, there was a lot that was brought up for us to see. And I think that's a lot of what Pluto energy is. It, like, just erupts things up. It brings up, it goes down into the deep and brings up the dark, ugly stuff that we really don't want to see. And certainly during that time period, we saw a lot of that.
Yeah.
And so you're saying now that we're in this other space that really allows us an opportunity then, okay, now that we've seen all that, what are we going to do about
it? Are we going to fight each other about it, or are we going to find ways to work together, collaborate, and, you know, create a new world, really? I mean, Richard Tarnas says we are going through a birth right now, and so a birth is difficult, and it's also an opportunity.
And that seems to take us back to the archetypes that you were talking about, Jerome, from the French Revolution, the liberty, equality, and community. This is our opportunity to rethink some of those things and to think about what they would look like in a world where we were less separate, that we were operating from a greater place of what's good for each other or community, what I do affects the other person. Oh, so, well, that sounds very hopeful. And Jerome, that's again one of the things that you brought up, was these pieces that gave you hope for this time. It feels very unsettled as a time, just living here now. And so it does feel like things have been kind of upchecked for us to look at, and now what do we do? So it sounds like in some ways even this changing of the God series, if we can tune into that and listen to how some of this comes together in another way, will that help us even understand what to do now?
I would like to say, in answer, Kayleen, that a real emphasis in changing of the gods is, we, since the Scientific Revolution and the time of the Enlightenment, from basically the 18th century forward, and a ripening of Enlightenment thinking is the Age of Revolutions, the American, the French, and it is also to be pointed out that beginning at approximately 1800 was the liberation of Latin America. And the overthrowing of the Spanish Empire. But a really big idea for changing of the gods, cosmos and psyche, that since the scientific revolution, we are living in a disenchanted cosmos. Disenchanted cosmos means there is only human consciousness. Only humans are thinking and purposeful, that the disenchanted cosmos says that there is only mass and energy, whether between the planets, the cosmos as a whole, and a change that is perhaps the greatest idea of changing of the gods is re-enchanting cosmos. That in the indigenous mind, the primordial mind, that cosmos was enchanted by myth, by the gods and goddesses, by the sense that everything was alive, everything has consciousness, and that to re-enchant cosmos will be an escape from the tyranny that there is only human consciousness, and to re-enchant cosmos is to once again realize that we are part of cosmos, that we are only one tiny fragment of cosmos, and that we can reawaken to a cosmos that I like the concept of monism, which is distinguished from monotheism. Monotheism says there is only one God. Some would even say there is one name of God, but we know there are many names of God. But monism is more the notion, the overarching thought that everything connects, that human consciousness is not capable of understanding the oneness of cosmos. And the unity concept is very significant, especially at a time where we have disenchanted cosmos, where we are in such binary thinking, such thinking of opposites, and the clash of opposing forces, that the unity concept is that in a re-enchanted cosmos, we will once again become aware of how everything connects.
That's such a great word, Jerome, re-enchanting. It just sounds delightful to really think about our universes becoming more alive again, you know, filled with myth, filled with spirit. It's just a really great word. And it made me think about the word even revolution, which if we look that, break that down a little bit, it's like evolution. You know, it's like another opportunity for us to evolve a little bit further. Revolution is an opportunity then for us to rise a little bit closer into these archetypes of liberty, equality, and community. And so then that feels like very much then what the planets are guiding us through, and what the changing of the gods is informing us about. So one of the phrases that came up in the film series was really about the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. So it feels like if we look at the ideas of revolution and then re-enchanting, that each of these epochs essentially are moving us into a world that is more just, more fair, more equal. Let's take a minute again and just remind listeners, this is Kayleen Welsh, and you are listening to the show Conversations. I'm here today with Jenny Kane and Jerome McGeorge, and we're talking about a film series that's being presented here in Viroqua called The Changing of the Gods. And, you know, we were just talking a few minutes ago about this idea of, you know, the arc of the moral universe, you know, bending toward justice. And one of the things that stuck out for me as I was tuning in even to the first episode is it pointed out some of the similarities through these revolutionary times, and that quote, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice," has been revised in all three of these big major epics that are explored a little bit more in the film series. That statement was first brought forth by Theodore Parker in 1840, an abolitionist. It came forth again in a Martin Luther King speech in 1965, and it came forth again from Barack Obama in 2007. But I like about that is just even the synchronicity of it. Seems like it underscores this idea that we repeat. We kind of go through these repeating patterns.
Yeah, I think of the word resonance. You know, it's like a similar idea at a similar time period, and it resonates. So when Uranus and Pluto come together, our psyches are somewhat tuned to this change and revolution. And so this is the way it was expressed, you know, at the American Revolution, at, you know, during the times of like Occupy Wall Street and you know, all of those. Barack Obama becoming our president, that was a major revolutionary shift. And I just like that word also, resonance.
Yeah, there's some good words there. Resonance, re-enchantment, revolution.
Well, the re as a opener to any remember, resonate, re-enchant. And I would also say not only the moral universe, that civil rights is another strong point in changing of the gods, that it gets back to that archetype liberty, which we all have an urge for liberty of self, and yet the equality archetype, as I was pointing out earlier, we must realize that, and realize is another one of those re-words. I would say another aspect of changing of the gods is the concept of realizing transpersonal consciousness. Transpersonal is our awareness of the other, of the necessity for realizing equality in terms of our human affairs. That I would also say another arc is in our material affairs, that one way I have of thinking about a world that needs changing, a world that includes every one of us, is another one of those re-words, re-examine. And I like to frame it as we must re-examine our life-denying, life-destroying lifestyles. And we are at a point where climate change, and I would observe that there are several other worldwide crises not named climate change, one of them being the freshwater crisis, or another, the waste crisis, that we are in, and changing of the gods is a realization of all of these aspects of consciousness that are critical at this moment, and that we are on the edge of huge consciousness change, and it's back to the clash of paradigms. We can see and we can discuss human progress, but we also can see the elements of the fall. And we must decide at this time of great peril, and yet also a time of great potential, which way we are going, and consciousness change is the heart of the matter.
That seems to be a great summary of one of the main premises of this film series, this just idea that it is from our worldview that our world is created. And so what I hear you presenting so beautifully, Jerome, is this idea that as we are able to really recognize some of the places where we've gone with our worldview and that need attention, need to be changed and addressed, that we can create a different world.
Yeah, you know what? Just what you two are talking about, in the word re-enchantment, and it makes me think about how God has been taken out of the world, you know, and set up on a cloud. And that part of our worldview, religious worldview through, you know, the ages, has taken the sacredness, our realization of the sacredness of the earth, of our bodies, of women, you know, out of our consciousness. And that part of this re-enchantment is reconnecting with material reality, with the earth, with the water, with our forests, with our bodies, with, you know, with deity or with spirit as it's expressed through us.
That's beautiful, Jenny. That's really beautiful. And I think that's a really good point to remember. There's so many, as we look at the worldview or the separatism that's created this worldview that we're sitting in now, there are many pieces like that that need to be addressed. But that does seem to be a big, I don't know what word to use, but a big factor in this whole, that was the separation that started everything in the beginning. And, and I relate that to the word the fall. We got lost from God. We got lost from our higher connection of who we are and what we're here for, and our connection with nature, our connection with our bodies, our connection with ourselves and soul, however we want to phrase that. So this is our opportunity, it sounds like, to move into a different worldview, and that this film series offers us an opportunity to explore a little bit more about where we are and where we're going, where we've come from, the voices of our ancestors, the voices of our youth moving forward. So let's just talk maybe a little bit more specifically even about the film series. The first one is aired already. It started this film series. It's a 10-month series, and it started the they're always the last Monday of the month at the Commons at 7 o'clock.
Six to eight.
Okay, thank you so much for clarifying. Okay, so 6 to 8. And each film, there is 10 of them. There's been the first one so far. What about people that if they want to come, they want to check out the rest of these series and they've missed the first one?
Yeah, so videos are 40 minutes long, and the people that haven't yet attended did miss the first one. However, you can find it on YouTube. You can look for Changing of the Gods Episode 1, get all caught up, and... what was the question again?
Oh, I just was wondering a little bit more about the film series. And what happens if you miss the first one?
Yeah, so go ahead and watch that on your own if you'd like, and then join us the last Monday of the month. The next one is on October 28th, 6 to 8. And the title of the second one is It's Political Revolutions Part 1. And Kayleen and Jerome will be moderating that. And it's a great opportunity to, you know, watch, but also then to get together with our friends and neighbors and discuss it and apply it to our lives, to what's happening in the world. And
yeah, no, that's great. I think one of the things that appeals to me about the film series is the discussion point. I mean, essentially, as you're saying, each film is about 35, 40 minutes, and then there will be a moderator for each episode, for each showing, so that there is facilitation of conversation about what have we just heard, what are we learning, what are we thinking about, what where we're going. So it's a great opportunity for some community discussion.
Yeah. And there's an opportunity also to ask questions. I know for a lot of people, astrology is new, so we have always have someone on hand that knows, is an astrologer, or knows a lot about astrology. And also to encourage people that the films are, you don't have to have astrological knowledge to understand what's being presented, because it's presented with archival film footage that's very impactful. And, you know, it really, through the images, it communicates these times of revolution and the, you know, the topics that are being presented. And but what I think is so wonderful is that by observing this, you get almost a visceral experience of how, you know, the these movements of the planets come alive in our history, in our lives. And so, but then if you do have questions, you know, well, what is, you know, there's, you know, just a few words, you know, conjunction, square, opposition, you know, some clarifying points that you can ask questions about. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good opportunity for questions, discussion, learning. Mm-hmm. And so the last Monday of every month, and it's this will run then through June. So it's an opportunity for people to come and, you know, in community and share some of these ideas.
Jerome? Kayleen,
yes.
I would like to throw in that Tarnas is a world, a cultural historian. Mm-hmm. And we've been emphasizing the astrological aspects of cosmos and psyche, of changing of the gods, but it's a profound summary of world history. The historical references that Tarnas, in the prior text to Cosmos and Psyche, which was 10 years in his authoring, he, in the 1990s, brought out the text Passion of the Western Mind, which is almost totally historical. So Changing of the Gods is a deep inquiry into history as well as archetypal astrology.
And Jerome, I would like to ask you, as far as your relationship and your knowledge of Kenny Ausubel and what his goal in creating this film series was, can you speak to that? What was he hoping that people would take away from this material?
Profound change of consciousness. That consciousness change is the essence of the change that we are talking about, that it is consciousness of cosmos, it is consciousness of human events, it is consciousness of the meaning of time, and history is an inquiry into time, and that we are in a profound need for consciousness change, and that is far and away the most significant part of changing of the gods. How are we preparing? How are we moving towards A new world view.
I noticed, Jenny, that you said that the next episode was called Political Revolutions or Cycles of Revolution. And when we think about our political place right now, it just again feels very relevant to the time period that we're in. And so I think it's a great opportunity as we sit in this trine space, this place where we have the potential to make some change more, a little more easily, to think even about our political system and what needs to happen there. So having some great conversation about that would feel really wonderful to me. So I hope that a lot of people do come for this next presentation. Again, you said it's October 28th at the Commons, 6 o'clock. Jerome and I will be there to kind of facilitate some conversation. We've only got a couple of minutes left on the show, so what would you like to add to that?
Well, yeah, that's
sorry, I thought it looked like you had something you wanted to say. Well, this is an opportunity for us to come together in community. And I think that's one of the great things that I appreciate about the Viroqua area and the Viroqua community is that we can come together, even in this time of, as we're sorting out our separatism, we can figure out how to have some conversations together. And so this is an opportunity for that. And I think, you know, this is the point of this radio show even, is we want to have conversations. We want to have dialogue about some of the things that are going on in our world. And this does seem to be a time period where we are being called to re-examine, to go back to that place of re-examine, reconsider, where are we at in our levels of consciousness? What do we want in the world moving forward? So we've got some important questions to ask. I would like to just end with, there was a quote in the film again or somewhere that I found that described the film, Changing of the Gods, and said, "Changing of the Gods is an inspiring call to action that finds order in the chaos and offers authentic hope. Each of us has a unique part to play." So I hope, you know, many of you will take this in and come check out the film series. There's a quote then also from the Earth Guardians that was, I heard in the first episode of this movie. I believe that's where I heard it. But it said, "It's time to be the change." So Jenny and Jerome, thanks so much for joining me today. Do you have any final quick comment? Because we're out of time, I guess.
Well, Gandhi said, as a play off of what you just quoted, Kylene, that we are the change we have been hoping for.
We are the change. Thank you both for coming and sharing today.